Oklahoma City's Black Lives Matter leader indicted on embezzlement and money laundering charges, and state utility regulators declined to reconsider OG&E's latest case. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, December 12th. I'm Nick Daniels. The executive director of Oklahoma City's Black Lives Matter chapter is accused of embezzling millions of dollars meant to pay bail for people arrested for advocating for social justice. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on the federal indictment released Thursday.
Prosecutors say BLM OKC executive director Cherie Dickerson deposited more than $3 million in returned bail checks into her personal accounts. Black Lives Matter had raised the funds to post pretrial bail for people arrested during racial justice protests after the 2020 murder of George Floyd. Returned funds were to establish a revolving fund for people who couldn't pay bail in the future. But the indictment says Dickerson instead used money to pay for recreational travel, a personal vehicle, 6 real estate purchases, and tens of thousands of dollars in retail spending. Dickerson faces 20 counts of wire fraud and 5 counts of money laundering. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A new state audit says Western Heights Public Schools misspent millions of dollars between 2019 and 2022. Auditors found former Superintendent Mannix Barnes received $1.13 million in compensation that was never properly approved in open meetings. The report says the district also spent more than $500,000 on legal fees to fight a state takeover and defend Barnes. The audit also found numerous payroll errors involving overpayments and underpayments. Residents who pushed for the audit say the money should be recovered and that district leaders should face prosecution for possible Open Meeting Act violations. The findings are now in the hands of the Oklahoma County District Attorney and the State Attorney General. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission spent months on OG&E's latest case, but consumer groups recently asked for a redo. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has been following this story and reports commissioners declined the request during their Thursday meeting.
The case that wrapped up in November allowed OG&E to expand its energy generation by building new natural gas units and buying power from another company. The commissioners approved those expenses but denied the utility's request to start charging residents for new construction before completion. Oklahoma Industrial Energy Consumers and AARP went back to the OCC after that decision to see if the regulators would reconsider the case. They say those projects will lead to rates that are, quote, excessive and unreasonable. Commissioner Brian Bingman says,
"We've got enough information that we don't want to rehash any of this anymore."
Bingman and Chairman Kim David voted yes on the order to deny the request. Commissioner Todd Hyatt voted no, saying he wants to see more consumer protections. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Well, maybe you've noticed a lot of acorns on the ground this year. Anna Pope reports oak trees in Oklahoma dropped more acorns in what's called masting.
While you've been walking around, you might have noticed or stepped on more acorns this year. The Oklahoma County Master Gardeners say this is common when oak trees mast or produce more acorns than normal. Mark Turner is a wildlife specialist with the Oklahoma State University Extension. He says trees make more acorns to reproduce, and wildlife like deer, turkeys, and squirrels feast.
Squirrels are obviously an animal that a lot of people associate with acorns, and they certainly use a lot of acorns. They cache acorns as well, so that would be where they would collect acorns and distribute them in different places.
Squirrels ultimately help disperse and plant new oak trees. I'm Anna Pope.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.